this is all you. Down, down, I'm bending the knee. Are you ready to take the foot loose? All the things I'm back, clickety clack, staying up tonight, I won't leave. By now, I'm figuring it out, I'll get you more than you ever need.
Okay. A couple weeks left in the year here, and I'm wondering if traffic will have let up at all, or if that's going to be next week.
Daily live cattle grass.
Oh, dance.
as your wish, am I.
Professionally on your choice of premium car
stock. Oh,
just
man.
2 to 3 days and rushes them straight to your door. You can even choose from specialty card shapes in gold and silver foil. And SimplyToImpress.com has hundreds of great holiday card designs for your business, too. Place your order today to save 30% and get free shipping.
Why would I stop and... Why would I stop on the channel that was playing ads? I was like, oh, this is... I get sidetracked. No, you know what? I don't get sidetracked. I get main tracked. I get like, hey, I should probably drive the car and focus on that. Go on. Okay, well, that's, Seems like the radio has got nothing for me. Garbage. Driving past the dump. Smells like I'm driving past the dump. Which is weird because normally in December you don't get... That's normally some hot weather smells that you don't really get, you know, in fucking December. But I guess, you know, I'm just lucky. I guess it's going to start raining in a couple of hours and then not let off. We'll let up on that for 2 or 3 days. So, that'll make the rest of this week fun, I guess. to actually make, like, force my phone to play music here. It's not just gonna do it on its own.
Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah, false prophets. I got a homie, he a rapper and he wanna win bad. He want the fame, the acclaim, the respect that's been had by all the legends. So every time I see him, he's stressing. Talk about niggas, don't fuck with him. This shit is depressing, and I know he's so bitter he can't see his own blessings. Goddamn, nigga, you too blind to see you got fans, nigga, and a platform to make a classic rap song to change a nigga's life. But you too anxious living life, always worry about the critics who ain't never fucking did it. I write what's in my heart, don't give a fuck who fucking with it. But in a sense, I can relate. The need to be great turns into an obsession and keeps a nigga up late writing words, hoping people observe the dedication that stirs in you constantly. But intentions get blurred. Do I do it for the love of the music, or is there more to me? Do I want these niggas to worship me? False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, false prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah, false prophets. These rappers insecure, they talk about being a man so much I finally understand that they ain't even sure about who they are and why they do this. Yes, I'm included in that category as a nigga who done had the glory. My highest moments come from telling all the saddest stories I've seen in my life. I be fiending to write songs that raise a hair on my arms. My lowest moments came from trying too hard to impress some niggas that couldn't care for mom. Therefore, from here on out, my hair grow out, I care nothing about opinions. I wanna give hope like the fountains you throw pennies in. Hit the stars, take your diss, make your wish. This is dedicated to the ones that listen to me on some faithful shit. I'm on some thankful shit. But the real God is a you, not the music you copying. I hear my old shit and know I can top it. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, false prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, false prophets.
16, huh? I finally played a little bit more of that over the weekend. I decided to take the fighter I had been using. I had two of them. And I got one up to kind of the max level, or at least the max level for that grade. I guess there's like a second tier of, or another tier of stats that you eventually unlock, or I don't know. I don't know how that stuff works yet. So I took my level 25 or 26 fighter, whatever it was, and I put that one guarding my waiting room and took my level 1 out and started leveling that one up. I figured it might make sense to have, like, multiple high-level characters. I don't know. I'm not really sure what to do in that game. Like, I'm not sure what to do to advance, I guess. Like, what I should actually be doing. Do you upgrade your existing fighters to grade 2? Or is it like, you just unlock the ability to start making grade 2 fighters, and you have to start them out from scratch? You get new ones? Okay. Alright then. I've been upgrading everything I can. Like, I don't know, like the California fight ended well or something, and I ended up with, between that, some login bonuses or something else, I got like 30,000 splithium. And so I had enough for a few tiers of upgrades for the banks and, for the bank of the tank, and then upgraded the freezer one slot, but then that was going to take some time, and I logged out before that finished, so I should probably log back in and start another, freezer upgrade going. And then I guess, yeah, start venturing in. I'm on level 4 now. And I guess I should just start venturing in at level 4 and higher to find more blueprints, craft more shit. I think that game is pretty cool. Cost to go on a raid. I did two of them. I did the first one that they have you do, like the kind of tutorial raid, I guess. I don't think that's a real person. And then I did it one more time and won. But I don't feel like it kill coins. Okay. Depends on their rank. Black. And then, I guess, is it just higher grade fighters have room for more stickers? There's no way to just, like, unlock more slots on your... I guess you wouldn't want to unlock it on existing fighters because they can only get to a certain level anyway, so... Like, can grade 2 fighters have... Okay. Yeah, I saw the class stuff in the, like, I guess in the docs, but I haven't had to create a new fighter since that happened, so I haven't really... I guess I haven't really had to choose a class yet. Started getting better at countering and stuff like that. That seemed like that would be a skill that would be very important later on in the game, so figured I would start working on the timing on that stuff to get him to bounce off and open up. So and then I picked up a two-handed crazy hockey stick that I hadn't seen before. I think it's two-handed. Anyway, that was pretty good. So I was like, let's go kill a bunch of guys with this level, start leveling these weapons up. Thank you. traffic was good through the patch where there is, like, usually normal traffic. And I made it past all that, only to discover new, unexpected traffic. I've got to go deeper. Stop the music. Why would...
Yeah. another beat, another beat, another beat.
Pretty good album. why. Everything was going so smooth, and then we got here, and now it's like this. I guess that gives me a real opportunity here for something I think we all need. We all need Krayshawn. I mean, why not? Play Krayshawn. That's not how you spell Krayshawn. You gonna figure this out?
Looking for Krayshawn.
That's not it at all. Some of the production on this. I like this track. I don't... I'm in the 90s, you can call me Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake. Like, obviously, it is not the most lyrical release. Get money. Yeah, I mean, if I'm looking for, like, lyrical lyrics of a lyrical variety, I mean, there's always Lil Debbie. That's a good point. I don't need to hear Gucci Gucci to hear Gucci Gucci, you know? That song's inside my soul. There's no getting it out now.
Hey, summertime, I really think I'm feeling you. Especially when you're shining those beams like you do. Grab one beer and a bitch will make me two. And hit the sand in the water so I get cool. I see a little lady walking with her cheeks out. Gotta pull up by her arm and see what she's got. When I get too high, she's young and fun and the sun's here with her. She kinda cute but the bitch is getting weirder. I'm gonna roll her in a ball and just kick her. Can't believe she pulled that shit at dinner. Bitch, I'm done like the sun on the east side. Get fresh on again, bounce out the G-Ride. Grab a burger and a chopper, then I get to slide. I think I'm gonna leave her now cause it's summertime. It's summertime and your bitch is on my mind. It's summertime and your bitch is on my mind. It's summertime.
Strawberry letter, 27. I got gold bananas, engraved with my grandmother's title signature. What you got?
I got me a bunch of haters, got me a bunch of faders, be like, sarnar, see you later. Jordan's on with the 808 drum, and you bitches can't get none.
I listen to this audio file, and I'll be on for this.
You know, no one
this
knows.
Album is the real digital drugs.
You wanna be my best friend? I'm always looking for new friends.
Cause I really wanna be your friend. And we
should have just accepted my fate and gotten over into the other lane and been behind this bus. Because I have a feeling now getting over in the next block is going to be hard. Actually, working. Yeah, I fucked up. I should have got over. Oh, it's my time now. It's my time to shine. Yeah, like, you know, look, I don't hate Krayshawn. I like her rapping, like her style, like, you know, it's got a place in the world. At the same time, yeah, like, an instrumental version of this album would be pretty good. I have not been keeping up with Chippy Nonstop. I don't know if there's been any new music there as of late. I know, did she get, like, deported? Like, okay, you think about, like, whatever, this album, whatever, right? I mean, say what you will. But imagine, just think about, like, how far 2 Chainz has come since this came out. Like, since guesting on this song. Not that this is responsible for his rise to set, but just, you know, like his fucking be everywhere strategy. Obviously, he had a career prior to this, you know, like 2 Chainz has been at it for a while, but, like, think about how big 2 Chainz is now. I feel like this song and some other songs from this year around this time were, like, crucial in terms of exposure for 2 Chainz to people who would not have encountered 2 Chainz previously.
Hey, bitch. What's up? You know, I'd really like to do that, but I don't have any fucking money. Like, I don't have any fucking money.
Hey, bitch. Do you really, really, really wanna go hard? Go in the cribs, do your stepfather's credit card, and take the car and do circles in the parking lot. Scream at the top of our lungs like la la la. La 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 la. We have the la 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 la. Hey, bitch. I see you working at the mall.
Like, the last 4 or 6 bars of this verse just sound like someone strung together a bunch of vague rap phrases and said, here, say this. And, like, laughing the whole time. Like, no, we're going to have her say this. It's going to be fucking hilarious. She's going to be like, what it do? Go hard. It's just this string of fucking shit's going to come out of her mouth. And we are going to laugh for days. And no one's going to know until the album comes out. And they'll be like, what are you doing? Like, the people that wrote this album seem like they probably had a pretty good time. Speak, or whatever his name is, the dude that wrote Gucci Gucci. That dude is good. Look up that dude. Fucking... He's a good-ass rapper. I don't know that he did the rest of this album. I'm not sure what his involvement was past that. Hard. Yeah, I don't know. I think the expectations for what this album was supposed to be got way fucking out of whack because of how big Gucci Gucci got. But like, this is kind of a fun record. Like, I don't love every fucking track on it. Like I said, I don't think, like, lyrically it's fucking doing anything. But, like, you know, it just sounds like something that some people had some fun making, and I think that comes across, and it just seems like kind of a fun album. Like, some of it's real dumb in a, like, a really good way. Some of it's really dumb in a way that's like, man, fuck this. But hey.
Just to show off, fuck your bottle, we sipping 4 days. So much gold around my neck, they calling me Slick Rick the Ruler. Slick Rick the Ruler. Slick Rick the Ruler. The Ruler. The Ruler. Slick Rick the Ruler. Slick Rick the Ruler. Slick Rick the Ruler. The Ruler. The Ruler. Now she digs gold.
Gold Wave. Did they record this album using Gold Wave? What, she's shouting out Gold Wave? It's all Kool Edit Pro. Come on. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that that's a great album, but like, people fell all over themselves to fucking shit talk it, and it's, you know, whatever. Oh, I've got to go around the block.
Baby, I'm sitting pretty. I won't wiggle the hippies. I know the world don't get me. That ain't my fault. Maybe I'm chasing nothing. We too high to function. You know we up to something trying to fall. Maybe I'm sitting pretty. I won't wiggle the hippies. I know the world don't get me. That ain't my fault. Maybe I'm chasing nothing. Function. You know we up to something trying to fall.
You swing like a Mad Max, pulling out Cadillacs, trying to do dirt. I ain't fucking with no cattle racks, tattletale gibberish, loose lip, frivolous. Got a new bitch, shit, she thicker than some licorice. Picture this, hit a miss, kid from the slums. Hair smell like money, clothes smelling like rum. You ever see an alcoholic frolic through your meadow? Shroomed out, boomed down, mobbing through your ghetto. I'm a loner, I'm a rebel. My attitude is bad. I gamble and I womanize. I get that from my dad. I'm a man of many vices. None of them are
right. The specific song I'm looking for. I don't remember what it's called. This might be it.
I'm a Craigslist killer. Lil Godzilla. Knocking over buildings. Pushing over pillars.
come stays on the new town. Clean up on aisle four.
Everybody have a good Tuesday. I'll see you later.